Welcome to another edition of The Good Stuff. Mike and Kim along with you here in mid-January, reminding you we're closing in on the dates for the Black Hills Stock Show and Rodeo, January 31st through February 8th. Tickets are still available for the Ian Munsick concert on February 7th with special guest Colby Acuff. And don't forget, right around the corner, Bullfighters Only, something new this year for February 1st. Don't forget the Ranch Rodeo February 4th, the Western Art and Sale, that's going to be going on through the Black Hills Stock Show. And where do you find out ticket information or just more information in general? Go to blackhillsstockshow.com.
And Tri-State Livestock News. Let's talk a little bit about them. You might have noticed that they're not this glossy, fancy agri magazine. No, they've bypassed the glitz for real hard-hitting ranch news. Readers come for one thing, authentic agriculture insight. I reckon you'll forgive their rustic style when you see their content. Visit them at tsln.com. Find out how you can subscribe today.
I have something that I don't know who sent it to us, but I wanted to share it. It's not political. It's not religious. No racial issues. Just some food for thought today on The Good Stuff.
Very good.
You know, time has a way of moving quickly and catching you unaware of the passing years. It seems just yesterday that I was young and embarking on my new life. Yet in a way, it seems like eons ago. And I wonder where all the years went. I know that I lived them all. I have glimpses of how it was back then, and it catches me by surprise. How did I get here so fast? Where did the years go? And where did my youth go? I remember well the first three quarters, seeing older people through the years and thinking that those older people were years away from me and that I was only on the first quarter. And the fourth quarter was so far off that I could not visualize it or imagine fully what it would be like. Yet, here it is. My friends are retired and getting gray. They move slower, and I see an older person now. Some are in better and some in worse shape than I am, but I see the great change. They're not like the ones that I remember who were young and vibrant. But, like me, their age is beginning to show, and we are now those older folks that we used to see and never thought we'd become. Each day now, I find that just getting a shower is a real target for the day, and taking a nap is not a treat anymore. It's mandatory, because if I don't of my own free will, I may fall asleep where I sit. And so, now I enter into this new season of my life unprepared for all of the aches and pains and the loss of strength and ability to go and do the things that I wish I had done, but never did. Yes, I have regrets. There are things I wish I hadn't done, things I should have done, but truly there are many things I'm happy to have done. So, if you're not in the last quarter yet, let me remind you that it will be here faster than you think. So, whatever you would like to accomplish in your life, do it quickly. Don't put things off too long. Life goes by too quickly. So, do what you can today, as you can never be sure whether you're in the last quarter or not. You have no promise that you will ever see all of the seasons of your life, so live for today and say all the things that you want your loved ones to remember and hope that they will appreciate and love you for all of the things that you have done for them in all of the past years. Life is a gift to you. Be happy. Have a great day. Remember, it's health that is real wealth and not pieces of gold and silver. You may think going out is good, but coming home is better. You forget names, but it's okay because some people forgot they even knew you. You realize that you're never going to be really good at anything like golf, but you like the outdoors. The things you used to care to do, you aren't as interested in anymore, but you really don't care that you aren't as interested. You may sleep better on a lounge chair with the TV on than in bed. You call it pre-sleep. You miss the days when everything worked with just an on and off switch. You tend to use more four-letter words like what and when. You have lots of clothes in your wardrobe, more than half of which you will never wear, but just in case. Old is good. Old is comfortable. Old is safe. Old songs, old movies, and best of all, friends of old. So stay well, old friend. And again, I don't know for sure who sent that to us, but we just wanted to share that today.
That's a little heavy. We better lighten it up a little bit, Mike. This is from quotes from Stephen Wright. Everywhere is walking distance. If you have the time.
True.
Yeah. There's a fine line between fishing and just standing on the shore. You can't have everything. Where would you put it? I was walking down the street wearing glasses when the prescription ran out. I intend to live forever. So far, so good. And of course, curiosity killed the cat. But for a while, I was a suspect. Oh, thank you so much for listening. We appreciate that you tune in, and we look forward to you tuning in again to listen to more of The Good Stuff.